You are listening to Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
باكر علم و صدق و صفا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقا تو باكر علم و صدق و صفا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقا تو اہل یا محبوب خدا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقا تو اہل یا محبوب خدا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقا تو باکر علم و صدق و صفا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقا یہ میرا
Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 5th of Ramadan, 1446 here in South Africa. Other areas of the world, it is the 6th of Ramadan, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 6th of March, 2025. Today, our topic is on various issues, and in our fiqh, we're going to be discussing common mistakes in Taraweeh during Ramadan, as well as Taraweeh i'tikaf, and many other issues with regards to Laylatul Qadr. And if you have a question, you can also send your question in to this number 084-786-3132. So 084-786-3132. If in a foreign country, the number is +27 84 786 3132. I see one brother sent a message regarding the elderly people making a noise at the back of the masjid, not the youngsters, the elderly people. So the questions like this: what do you do? How does the imam reprimand such people? And various other issues as well. So we gave you the number 084-786-3132. If you're in a foreign country as well, no problem. The number is +27 84 786 3132. We'll welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Hafidhahullah. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Maana Zahid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, the first issue we have here is a person has forgotten to read his witr. He forgot to read his kunut in his witr, and he's the imam. What does such a person do to recover from that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, when you study the books of Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, then you find that one book he wrote, Aghlatul Awam. Aghlat, the plural of ghalat, and Awam, the public, the masses. So the mistakes of the masses, we must change that nowadays and say Aghlatul Muslimin wal Muslimat, that the common errors and mistakes people make, especially nowadays during the month of Ramadan. And you know, it's crazy. I already received questions that a person, imam, made one rakat, Taraweeh, and the people, nobody corrected him. Then another imam, some other place, made three rakats, and nobody corrected him. You wonder, you know, about people, even this question. If the imam forgot to make kunut, so where were the people? You must remember that. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So the masla is this, and you must remember it, that if a person forgot to read the kunut, right? So you must remember that he had to make sajda-e sahw, and the masla regarding sajda-e sahw, it is wajib. But wajib only according to the Hanafis. According to Shafis, Hanbalis and them, it is sunnah. So if a person who follows the Hanafi school, the Hanafi mazhab, and let's say whether individually, because witr you can read individually also, ladies are reading individually. So even in Ramadan, we the men, we read in jama'ah. So now whether you're reading individually or whether you're reading in jama'at behind the imam, so now if he, the imam, forgot to read the qunut, so then he must perform sajda-e sahw. If he performs sajda-e sahw, then that will compensate for the deficiency in the salat. And if he didn't perform sajda-e sahw and he forgot the qunut, then remember he must repeat the salat. That will be the fatwa and verdict of the Hanafis. But Shafis, Ambalis and all of them remember that if a person that he didn't read qunut and now he went and he carried on, if he made sajda-e sahw, well and good. If he didn't make sajda-e sahw, still salat will be valid. Why? Because sajda-e sahw according to them is sunnah. Even sajda tilawat. So what law you must remember, Mu'azahid? Sajda tilawat, majority scholars, sunnah. Only Hanafi say wajib, compulsory. Sajda tilawat, also same thing. That majority scholars, sunnah. And remember, Hanafi is only wajib. So whether it is sajda tilawat, sajda sahw, majority scholars say sunnah. And both places, Hanafi say wajib.
Mufti Sahib, a person says, I'm a Shafi, I'm a Mazur, I'm a Hafid also, and I'm a Mazur due to a leak. But can I still lead the congregation?
Yes, for Shafis, it's no problem. You're suffering from, you know, plumbing problem, I call it. Allah protect us all. So you, my brother, you must read, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal walahan. Ya Allah, protect me from walahan. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Inna lil wudu'i shaitanan yuqalu lahul walahan. So remember that the shaitan's name is walahan, and now he will trouble you and so forth and so on. So anyway, cut long story short, according to Shafi's, Ambalis and them, you are a sabi, you're 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, you're not baligh, but you can be the imam, you're a hafiz, mashallah, so that is fine, there's no problem. By the same token, if you are ma'azur, you got urine problem and so forth, so that also will be permissible according to Shafi's and Ambalis and them. Hanafi say, if you are ma'azur, then you can't be imam. When we ask the Hanafis why, they quote the hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Al-Imamu Dhaminun. The imam is considered responsible for his salat and for the salat of the Muswallis, the Muqtadis and so forth. So therefore, Hanafis, if the imam is ma'azur, so that also happened here, you must learn. So they had the imam, he read Taraweeh Salat sitting on a chair. So to sit on a chair and lead the salat, so that is fine. But you must be able to make sajda on the ground. If you never made sajda on the ground, then according to Hanafis, you can't be imam. So we need to be very clear on these issues here. So Hanafis on all this here, they were much more strict compared to majority scholars, that they are but lenient on these type of issues.
Mufti Sahib, the imam at our masjid, well, he's not an imam, he's just here for the Taraweeh, to perform Taraweeh. He's a hafiz, but he has two lens hairstyle. Can we perform Salah behind him? He also comes on videos.
So you must remember that if you read Salat behind him, your Salat is valid. Your Salat will be valid. The problem comes about who appointed him to be the imam, because he's a visiting imam. So you have invited him, you have told him, come here, perform Taraweeh in our masjid and so forth. So they, the trustees, the officials, whoever appointed him, the sin is upon them. You must remember, for appointing such an imam who appears on the TV, YouTube or whatever, and he got two style hairstyle, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-qaza. And that is hadith as sahih, so that is authentic hadith in Jami'u Sahir and so forth. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kull ummati mu'afan illa al-mujahirin." illa al-mujahirun. Both ways you can read it, that my entire ummah, their sins will be forgiven, except those who commit sins publicly and in full view of the people. And then not only that, but they're proud about it and they'll justify it also. Open Mishkan Sharif, you will see it. So these type of people is a major, major sin. But your salat is done. The sin will be on the trustees, on the officials. They invited him, they arranged his boarding, lodging, all these type of things. Maybe he reads very well, he's got a good, you know, voice. And that's what people worry about now. They sing song. Who's worried about now whether he got, you must remember, two hairstyle, two cut, two length hairstyle, or he comes on TV. They'll tell you this Maulana comes, and that Maulana comes, that Mufti Sahib comes, that Sheikh comes, and that girl is on today.
Mufti Sahib, our masjid, after 8 rakats, it gets empty. What is the correct stance on this?
There is no such thing as 8 rakats Taraweeh. It's only 20 rakats. People who want to read 8 rakats and that are just looking for loopholes, you must remember. From time of Sayyidina Umar already was 20 rakats, you must remember that. In fact, there's a hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also read 20 rakat, but the hadith is weak. But remember, Sheikh Sabuni and them, they use that hadith also to prove that there is 20 rakat Taraweeh. So nevertheless, that they open more time of Malik in time of Sayyidina Umar, they were 20 rakats. All four schools say 20 rakats. So where you come with this 8 rakats? There's no such thing as 8 rakats. It's just people are looking for loopholes and playing with the deen of Almighty Allah. People who play with the deen of Allah, Allah punishes them. You see the Jutlas, the Jews, Allah told them, Saturday, Yom HaSabt, you can't catch fish. And lo and behold, every other day they used to go, no fish. But Saturday, Yom HaSabtihim Shurra'a, the fish was just jumping in front of them. And thousands said, okay, you fish, you want to be clever. So from the ocean, they made pathways straight to their home. They say, Ya Allah, we didn't fish. The fish, it liked us, it came here. So chapter 7, verse 166. فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. Because they played with the Sharia and they made a mockery, Allah transformed them into despicable monkeys. Chapter 5, verse 60, Allah made them, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Allah made them into swines, pigs, and into monkeys, literally. And this is not allegorically or figuratively, and so forth. A complete metamorphosis took place. So we should worry about that, that we look for loopholes and play with the deen of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala.
Mufti Sahib, our masjid has a ladies' section. A female is leading the salah and women follow. Some men express in a light moment that they would not mind going to pray behind them. As Mufti Sahib says, P-R-E-Y, probably that's what they're going to do.
So that is just a joke, obviously. They know themselves is not permissible, but to joke like that also is not permissible. So you see, here there are three issues. Open Imam Abu Dawood Sunan, you will find there Imamatun Nisa. That Umme Waraka's hadith comes. She went to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said that, you know what, I want to make imamat for the ladies. But you must come, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to my house. Come read 2 rakat salat, and then that room we will make our musalla, our namaz room, and that. So if it is done at home and all that, then Shafi's, Hanbalis, and that, they say totally permissible. So that is no problem with that, according to Shafi's, Hanbalis. Hanafis, Malikis, they say no. They, even at home is not right. That you as a lady, you're going to make imamat and so forth, then 20, 30, 50, 100 ladies will come, and that, and sometimes the men want to come and see. So today is a mana of videos and what have you. So in a case like that, we must remember that what happens is that all these type of things, that people, you must remember, just take video and then it's gone viral. You saw what happened in Brits. That guy came with the AK-47 and they wanted to hit that imam and the qaris up and what have you, and so forth. So Allah alone protect us. We don't know what can happen, you know. Therefore, I say three things. Always read chapter 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِذُ وَرْحَمُ الرَّحِمِينَ Allah is the best protector. He, Almighty Allah alone, is the most merciful one to show mercy. And thereafter, remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala tells us so many places about charity. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ The beginning of the fourth Jews, fourth para. You will never obtain piety until you spend from that which you love. So money we all love and so forth. So therefore, we have to give out charity daily and so forth. So we must remember that. The third thing, we must beef up the security in our homes and at the masajid and your CCTV and whatever you and so forth. So that is the first masla. Second masla, now the way the question is posed, that the men are making their own jamaat and the women are making their own jamaat in the ladies section and all that. So that we are against that. Remember, women used to come to the masjid in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's time. But even then, many of them were discouraged. Go open Umm Humayda Sa'idiyah, her incident mentioned in Targhib wa Tarheeb. And Sheikh Albani, Rahimahullah, said his hadith is sahih. She said, I want to read Salat behind you, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Masjid Nabawi. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew the inside of her house. Said that if you read in your own home, you'll get more reward than reading behind me in Masjid Nabawi. You read in your mother's room, your reward will be increased. You read right at the back, you will receive the optimum, maximum reward. So I'm asking you, what is Nabi alayhi salam doing here? He's discouraging the ladies. And now in our time, remember, if you tell the ladies to come to the masjid, so who will come without makeup? Who will come without lipstick? Who will come without smart clothes? Who will come there without making noise and all that? So remember, there are multiple factors. We say in this day, this age, that women to come to the masjid is not permissible.
Mufti Saab, can Mufti Saab please enlighten us on the dua after every four rakats? Our imam reads it in congregation.
Yes, you see, that's what I wanted to do actually in today's lesson. Common errors, I'll just give you five one time. So this is one of them. You see, our aim with all our programs that we do here, I'm speaking of Markaz Sahaba, I can't speak on behalf of other radio stations, you understand? They have their own policy and all these things here. But our aim here must be that four or five things. Number one, that we must know what it means to be Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We must believe in the Quran Sharif. We must believe in the Ahadith Mubarakah, Sunnah Mubarakah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have to follow the Sahaba. Every Sahabi is going to Jannah very, very soon. Meaning that after the day of Qiyamah, the verdict will come and they go Jannah. وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى Allah made it clear in chapter 57, verse number 10. Then we believe in the awliyaullah, and then we follow the four schools of thought. So that is Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And we have to guard our creed, our belief system, and we have to propagate it also. Now take this one here. You know the jutlas. The jutlas have a policy. To win your enemy, you must know the policy and the tactics of your enemy also. So the jutlas got one policy. They say lie so much, that people will eventually believe it to be a truth. Even they know deep down in the inner recesses of their heart, there's no such thing as 6 million people died in the Holocaust. It's less than 1 million. Their own rabbis are saying that nowadays. But you have to create a perception, you see that? And now the people must speak about it and so forth and so on. Our Muslims, they'll tell you Hitler was a terrible guy. But you ask them why, that very few can explain. You understood? Hitler was a good guy in certain aspects. So he told the jutlas, I will never allow y'all to charge such usury and interest. I will never allow y'all to put there on the screens the pornography and homosexuality which they introduced. So these were also the reasons that made him go so mad against them. You must remember that. So we need to understand things. So now I myself, right? So maybe the first time I read Taraweeh in the masjid was when I was 5 years old. Now I'm 70 years old this Ramadan. So for 65 years we're yearning after 4 rakats, Subhana dil mulki wal malakut, Subhana and all that and all that. I know in the ending it goes, Ya Mujir, Ya Mujir. Me, I never read these things. You understood? So number one is this, it's something that is so common in our masajid that people will definitely start thinking is sunnah. But Allama Ibn Abidin Shami in the Hanafi books, he wrote that this is not authentic, meaning it got no basis as far as Quran Sharif go, as far as the Sunnah Mubarakah go. It is something that is man-made. So you must remember that. So if you're going to call it Sunnah, then that becomes Bid'ah, not permissible. If you call it compulsory, then also it's Bid'ah. So you see, that is how it. So if you want to read it, you read it. But your intention must be, it is just something permissible, prescribed by some awliyaullah and so forth. But you got to write on the board, or to say it is sunnah, subhanaka hadha buhtanun azim, that is a huge, huge slander and a big, big lie. So we must be clear on all these type of issues here.
Mufti Sahib, I led the congregation and came home and found blood on my clothes. What should I do?
No, at home you came, so we will say the blood came that time. So you must remember, as long as you didn't see it in your salat, whilst you were performing imamat, so we will remember istishabul hal. So that is how you must remember the usuls. So what is istishabul hal? We will say during your salat time, you were parked, you were clean, you were tahir, all that. And when you came home and route to home, you got injured, you got something happened, something poked you or whatever. Now the blood is oozing out. So we will say the status quo is this, that the blood started now, meaning just now 1-2 minutes ago, not 10-20 minutes ago, half an hour ago when you were performing Taraweeh Salat. So everything is lungile and everything is fine and there's no problem.
Mufti Sahib, we read Isha Salah at the house where we perform Taraweeh. Is this okay?
You work it out, Hafiz Sahib. You work it out, Qari Sahib, and Mufti Sahib, and Maulana Sahib, and whatever. Whole year, 11 months, you read Isha Salat in a masjid. When Sayyidu Shuhur comes, the greatest month of the Islamic calendar comes, then you go and you read Isha Salat where? In your garage, in your outbuilding, there in a park or wherever, some hall or so forth. So what does Islam say about that? You must remember this. So this is the answer Islam gives for people like this. Therefore, I read Taraweeh at home for years, 20 years, 30 years more. And I read my Isha in the masjid. Then I come home and then 9 o'clock my Taraweeh starts, you see. And then 10:30, 10:35, 10:40, we finish. Because we stop after every 2 rakats. It's husband-wife only. You got something to say. Matters of bilateral concern. You see how it is, you know. Speak like a big politician, you see. So there's only me and my wife and the angels and nobody else there. So we must be clear. So now, what you doing, A, B, C, X, Y, Z person, so you will hire the hall, you got the outbuilding, you got somebody's house. Now you read Isha there, then you read your sunnahs there. And they don't nafil in it because they don't read nafil nowadays, you know. If the khankas don't give you time for nafil, then what are you going to speak of others? And thereafter, you must remember, then you start the Taraweeh and you read, you see. So now we must remember that you read your Isha at home, meaning not in a masjid, you see. So what does Quran say? Surah Maryam, chapter number 19, verse number 59. You got it? Chapter 19, verse 59. Bab Dada, the father, grandfather, mother, were tahajjud guzar, pious people, nek or parsa, That's very high word there. So they were very pious people. Now the children came, the grandchildren came. فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ So they left behind people who are unworthy successors. So therefore, Mawzaid Khan, you're making dua, you want a son. So you must say, Ya Allah, Allah mazuqni khalafan. Khalafan, worthy successor. They will do things what Islam teaches them, what Nabi said, what Quran teaches them, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches. Khalfun, unworthy. What are their qualities? Adha'u salat. They squander the salat. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, one of the greatest commentators, used to say, Adha'u salat means to make salat at home and not go to the masjid, and you got no valid excuse. You're not old, you're not sickly, there's no problem. It's just a matter of convenience. So adha'u salat. وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ And they were following immaculately their own base desires. فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا Soon they will meet the place called غَي. غَي is that place, remember, in Jahannam. It's so horrible, so terrible, that the people who are there, they also will cry to Nabi Isa alayhi salam after 3 or 4 days and say that, you know that this portion here is one of the worst portion. So please Allah give us takhfif, make it a little bit, you understand, less and so forth. No, you must stay there and so. So the other parts of Jahannam seek Allah's protection from ghay. So how horrible it is. Now, and where's the common sense that Isha we read 11 months in masjid. Now just for 5 minutes, 7 minutes, that we don't want to read salat in the masjid, we'll read there in the hall, in the house, in the outbuilding, wherever. So remember that definitely. Your tarawih is valid, everything is valid. But you must remember it is something that is like repugnant and not permissible at all for people who are sane and mature and so forth.
Mufti Sahib, I am one of the imams at a house and I came late for Isha salah. What's the procedure to catch up that salah?
So you must read your Isha Salat and then you make your Taraweeh and so forth and so on. So you can't be making Taraweeh without Isha Salat. So you have to make your Isha Salat first and thereafter you perform your Taraweeh. So that is a straightforward issue.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to other issues and putting perfume and all of these things, we're not speaking of itar, is this permissible for the Imam?
Oh yes, 100%. So today you get all this 101 things, you know, not ether, that spray type things that you see so many people put, that's permissible. Then the issue comes that some of it contains alcohol and some ether also contain alcohol and so forth. So Mufti Taqi Usmani in his Takmila Fathil Mulhim, which he wrote in 6 volumes, in the 3rd volume is a wonderful academic discussion. So there he proved it, especially according to the Hanafis, that is totally permissible. There's no problem with that. Even if it contains some alcohol, it's not going down your mouth or somewhere, it's external use. So therefore, there is some gunjaish and fatwa will be of permissibility and acceptabilities.
Would Mufti Sahib encourage to sit for 30-day i'tikaf for next year?
So you must remember that I don't encourage that. When you study Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seerah mubarakah, then you find that Nabi alayhi salatu salam said for 30 days or 29 days, whatever it is, once only. Yes, we will encourage people to sit for itikaf for 10 days. That is a masnoon and sunnat itikaf. But you must remember 30 days in it, I won't encourage that. Because why? So now your wife, your children, your family members, many issues there are. People sit for i'tikaf today, but they got a whole trail of debts. So how you justify that? Not permissible to sit. Therefore, all these peersabs and sheikhsabs and murshid and all that, they should make announcement. All of you who have debts, go now, and there's no need for you to sit here. Go and pay your debts, then you come back, you see. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, he was so young, you know, at the age of 14 or whatever. So he came to Imam Abu Hanifa, I want to study by you, Ustadji. He said, no, you can't study by me. But why? What's wrong? He said, you're not Hafiz. You go and become a Hafiz, then you come back, we'll test you and so forth. So let's say he came today, Thursday. Next week, Thursday, he was back. Next week, Friday, he was back. So they got surprised. Said, you know the Quran, oh, he said, whole thing. In 7 days, he by-hearted the entire Quran Sharif. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, the student of Imam Malik, rahimullah, student of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimullah, and the ustad of Imam Shafi'i, rahimullah. So see that how we must learn from here, that how people, you must remember, they look for loopholes and what and what and what. So that is what we should avoid, that at all costs, more so during Ramadan.
Mufti Sahib, kindly inform us and enlighten us about Qiyamul Layl.
Remember that about your what the itikaf you were asking. So if people are really sincere, they don't understand about this itikaf and all that, then it's fine. But today we are sincere and all that. It's just one big fast and big festival and chow and this. I give you yesterday's incident. You know every day that I go here to the Khanka for Isha. Why I go? Because the time is the latest, it suits me fine, it's 8:20. And second, for me, there's nice parking there and all that. Other places, a big problem, you must remember, to get your then to, I have to come out, you know, so I have to think of that also. And all that. People will just, you understand, block you and so forth. So that is why I go. So now I read my Isha Salat behind the Imam. And thereafter, I read my two sunnahs to Nafil. When I come out, I see four or five youngsters. I ask them, how's the Tarawih going? You understand? So they looked at me. No one spoke anything, and they just looked down. Then I crossed the street to go to my car. So then I found another group there, another four or five guys. So I asked them, boy, how's the Tarawih going? So the one guy answered. He said, no, Tarawih is going very well. The Tarawih is going very well, but you're sitting here. You understand? Then I told him, what are you going to tell your parents? You read Tarawih or you came here to smoke and take a skeef and all like that, you see? So then they keep quiet, you see? So it's like that today. So the point we're making is that if you want to have the whole month itikaf, then you must have people who are policemen also. But Hazrat Sheikh Nawar al-Mahmud, I went there in 77, I was in Jalalabad. And then we went to Hazrat Sheikh, you know, we took permission and so. So Hazrat Sheikh gave us khajur, and then I still remember he told us, Bagjao, run away from here. Meaning, don't waste my time now, you see. You came for salam, I made salam with you. You came from Hazrat Ji, give Hazrat Ji this khajur from Madinah Munawwara and so. So those were the real akabir, remember that. They wouldn't waste, you must remember, 1 minute, 1 moment of Ramadan. Me and you, how much we waste. So now that's first thing. Second thing is this, that when you look at this mass etikaf and there is hardly any control. So you take as a sheikh there in Saharanpur, he used to have policemen, they used to walk around. If they find you talking this, that, straight away expulsion. And who? So you must remember Maulana so and so, Maulana so and so, senior Maulanas were kicked out. So from there. Then they cried and so forth. Then the Sheikh said, okay, come back and so forth. So similarly, that today we see what's happening there. There is so much noise going and the Imams are reading and nobody is correcting them and so forth, you must remember. Therefore, yesterday he must start one whole ayat, you understand. There, chapter 4, verse 9, it was not read. I was there, I know. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَى ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. They must the whole ayat. Then there in the ending, you must remember Surah 4 verse 12, where Allah Ta'ala mentioned the shares of the earth. Then وَصِيَّةً مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَلِيمٌ. He the Imam he read, وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. And who's there? Nobody. Yesterday in Tarawih, that it was فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّائِقَةُ بِظُلْمِهِمْ. He the Imam read فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّائِقَةُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَزْلِمُونَ or something. Then he realized he made a mistake in the second rakat, he rectified it. So but is that the right way of doing things? That is why I call this program أَغْلَاتُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ and Muslimat. Is it right to do it? It's not right. So you leave the Imam, he make mistake, you say no, maybe he will rectify it in the second rakat. That's not what Islam is teaching. Islam say you must make fath. Fath means to prompt. You must rectify the imam same time. Not now, he must wait till the next rakat and so forth and so on. So we should know all these basic rules and du'as and so forth and so on. So that will inshallah help us as well, that when we are sincere and we have istiqamah in all these type of things. And then you see iftar time, how much noise takes place, you must remember. So what we did in the Jami Masjid, I told them, if you come to Jami, you will see. So many of the Hanafi, they just sit there. They don't want to join us because they say, no, we left. I said, okay, you want to have khajur and water, then what are you going to do? They say, no, I'll make dua. I said, no, go read two rakats. So they read in two rakats after iftar, before maghrib. You understood? Some of them, some maulanas also. Because this hadith is sahih. Sallu qabla al-maghribi rakatain, sallu qabla al-maghribi rakatain, sallu qabla al-maghribi rakatain, insha'a. So if the imam is giving you time and you read it, nothing wrong with that. In Makkah, Medina, deliberately I used to read it. So I know a lot of Hanafis can see me. So sometimes, you know, we don't understand what is the, like yesterday, I don't know who's this character. He is trying to debate and say, that how can I say that you can read Asr Salat in Shafi time? You understand? You know, people say Shafi, like 4 o'clock nowadays. So how you can say that? So I said that, what you talking? Don't you even know that this is even Sahibin's mother? Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, they also say that. So nobody is passing fatwa on Shafi's verdict or Maliki's verdict or Hanbali's verdict. So it is passed on Sahibin's verdict. So what's the problem in that? See, and if you take for real dalil, Imam Abu Hanifa's dalil is weak compared to majority. But by the Hanafis today to say that, because we are, you understand, bombarded day and night, you see. So this is what you call ta'assub. That is what is ta'assub. We think only the Hanafi school is right, which is not, Islam doesn't teach that. You must say that al-haqqu bayna al-a'immatil arba. Sometimes they're right and sometimes they're not right. If everybody were right, then how come Ibn Sahibain went against Imam Abu Hanifa in minimum 25% of the masail, or some ulama even said 1/3? So, I mean, it's something to think about, you understand? So like that. And they allowed that academic discussion. Similarly, with Isha time. Now there's so much problem, especially when it comes to midsummer, December and all that. So because now, because Maghrib is late, then Isha gets late. So they say, no, you must practice on Imam Abu Hanifa's verdict. So then the Azan will only go, you must remember, 8:45, 9 o'clock or something. But why you want to have all these problems? So you must remember, once the redness on the horizon disappears and the whiteness starts, is Isha time in already. And that is Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Sahibin's verdict. And Hazrat Mufti Rashid Ahmad Sahib in Pakistan, Karachi, he was a very senior Ali Mufti. His Mufti Takri and their Ustad, Mufti Rafi Usmani, their Ustad. They studied Bukhari Sharif by him. So he wrote in Ahsanul Fatawa, that is the fatwa of the Hanafis on Sahibin's goal. You see? And again, there, if you look at Dalil, Imam Hanifa's Dalil is weak compared to majority of the scholars. But you see, we got too much hulu. We want to be more Catholic than the Pope, you understand? And this type of things. Yeah. So we don't look at Dalail and so forth. Hey, just like sheep, you understand? Majority is like, hey, Darum Zos is like that. The majority, hey, just carry on. Subhanallah, bihamdi, Subhanallah, al-Azim, sab ulama ban gaye, nabhu. So that is very poor, you know. That if you study, see, another masla came up. Now, I just use hours here. Say, for example, I looked at the time. Every day I look at it before I come down. You know, in the morning I come down 4:30. Then after 5 o'clock, 5 past 5, then I read sunnahs and I go for salat. Then 5:30, I'm back here, you see, for the Q&A. The first part we do tafsir and then that news, views, interviews. And second one is Q&A. Alhamdulillah, the listenership is growing also there. So we can make out, you see, with the feedback and all that. So anyway, so the point I want to make is this. Now, let's say the Muazzin, he gave Azan for Fajr 5 minutes before time, 10 minutes before time. So what you will say? What you will say, Muazzin, if the Muazzin gave azan for Fajr before time, what you will say?
Repeat.
So you see, to repeat, it is only Hanafis, Shafis, Malikis, Hanbali say, anytime Ba'da Nisfil Layl is permissible. You get in the drift, what I'm trying to teach you. You can't say Sharia is only Hanafi school. Don't understand? If you say it's only Hanafi school, then everybody had to become Hanafi. Eh? Like when I started Q&A, they would see, I, the Maulana's kind, we say, for what you have to make all the Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali, and all these kind of things there. So I said, everybody is Deobandi, and everybody is Jalalabadi, everybody in the world here. In your lands, just see how many different people there are. Go here to Jami Masjid and see how many Ethiopians there are, how many countries from Africa there are. Not one of them is Hanafi. Don't understand? So you must remember these kind of things. So it's a verdict of the Hanafis, but it is not the verdict of everybody. Majority scholars say, if you gave azan for Fajr, not other salats, for Fajr, before time, so remember that, it happens sometimes like that. So the azan is valid, there's no need to repeat and all this kind of thing. Never mind 5 minutes, time, maybe 2-3 hours before time also you gave it, is all right. So you see, because you say Ba'dan is fil layl. So what I'm saying, we must make more mutala and understand the other mazahib as well. And that is the fiqh, fiqhul islami. Fiqhul islami cannot be confined to one school only. You must remember that. Imam Malik, rahimahullah, if you're a scholar, we speak here about. So, yeah, you awam is different than you. Awam just worry about that finish. But if you're a real scholar, Imam Malik, rahimahullah, during Khalifa Harun Rashid's time, he told Khalifa Harun Rashid, told him, for Imam Malik, your mu'atta, I'm going to put it on the Kaaba. One side the Quran Sharif, one side. People must follow. Imam Malik said, you don't have the right to do that. If it's me and you, we'll say 100%, put it on all four sides. You understand? Because there are no ikhlas, very little lillahi yet. He said, you got no right to do that. There was ikhtilaf, difference in Sahaba's time. I'll give you one beautiful example of difference. And you must remember that so this is allowed on secondary, subsidiary issues. Now you can't impose, they must follow my school only, and they leave everything else. You see? So, otherwise, it's a golden opportunity to do that, isn't it so? Huh?
Sure.
Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was musafir, he always read 2 rakats. He never read 4 rakats when he was musafir. For the Isha and Zohar and Asr and like that. So Zohar, Asr, Isha. Sayyidina Abu Bakr also same thing. Never made 4 rakats. Sayyidina Usman, Umar, same thing. Sayyidina Usman's time came, he said, I'm Amirul Mu'mineen. Wherever I go, I'm the Amir, it's my house. So I did 4 rakats. Now that, what you call, he made ijtihad. Mother Aisha radiallahu anha says, Quran Kareem says, chapter 33, verse number 6, wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum, that the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam, they are the mothers of this ummah. So she said, I go here, there my sons are there, you see, meaning spiritual sons. So now I don't need this, I don't need that. So she go. So she did 4 rakats also. So in Sahaba, these two, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, who we love and defend, and Siddiqa, just now when I came, I heard that song. Always, you know, when I hear that song, that my heart, it skips a beat. You know, that Siddiqa, Siddiqi Beti, that was our signature tune. That is how we started Markaz Sahaba. And I was elated that somebody just sent it. You understood? So I said, I was there in Trichardt. And to me, I sent it to them. I said, put this and start with that. So we Markaz Sahaba, so we must put about Siddiqi Akbar and about Siddiqa. You see? Like that. So anyway, so it was Tafa'ul, a good omen that is. So now you must remember that they did that. Now it's Hajj time. So now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, everybody, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, they read 2 rakats. So Sayyidina Usman is leading 4 rakats. So is Bukhari's hadith this? This is Bukhari's hadith. So the people told Abdullah ibn Masud, is right this. He said, no, he's wrong. Must read 2 rakats. But he's reading 4. You see? So like that. So he said, now what you going to do? Let's make our own jamaat. Isn't what we say nowadays? Let's make our own jamaat. What did he, faqihu hazil ummah? I don't consider it right what he's doing. We're supposed to be reading 2 and not 4. But he's Khalifa, he's Amirul Mu'minin, he's reading 4. So I'm following him. If I make my own, Al Amru Ashaddu min dhalik, the matter will go worse and the condition will deteriorate. Mm. Isn't it a big usul?
Mm. Huh? See.
Now today, how many people, Mawlanas and Muftis, and every year the debate rages on. I am in Makkah, I am in Medina, now the Imam read 2 and 1 for Witr. Must I follow, must I not follow, and all these kind of things. You see, we are masters in taking all these kind of issues. The main issues, you must remember that every day learn something of tafsir, learn of hadith, learn of fiqh. Just sit on the laurels, think of hadi, and just play with the phone, you know, like that. So that is what the ummah is today. So you must remember that now in the case like that, our fatwa, not from now, for past 30, 35 years, is totally permissible. You follow them. And we see now, Mufti Ashiq Ilahi, Rahimahullah, even Ustad, he gave this fatwa. Mufti Mahmud Gangohi, whose buddy is in South Africa. So remember that he also, that he used to say, it's permissible to read behind the Imam, and so forth, and so forth. So what is there? So you find, Azad bin Nuri used to say, permissible, Mufti Mahmud Gangohi say, Mufti Ashiq Ilahi say, now these are the Jibal, these are the giants that we met, and so forth. So therefore, I still find it amazing, that, and some will say, no, read behind the Imam, but repeat it. Then what is the purpose of reading it? So you must remember that. So you see, that is what we must remove, all these kind of things there. Because what is jais is finished, is valid and clear, finished. But sometimes we got too much this to be more Catholic than the Pope. It's a nice saying in English, you know, to make hulu and ta'assub. This ta'assub we got too much. There's no doubt about that. That even in the hadith lesson, then they will tell you Hanafi school this, Shafi school this. For Hanafi, they'll give you 10 dalil. For Shafi, Malik, Hanbali, they'll give you 1 dalil, 2 dalil. And tell you the Hanafi dalil is better. But where's the justice? So and if the dalil is good, then you will make some gold, more, kench, tan, karke, jawab, de denge. Hazrat Mufti Shafi, I'm not saying these things here. Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib wrote those days, and if you want to see it, go open Takmila Fatil Mulim in the starting. He said, "Kunu Hanafiya, wala taj'alil haditha Hanafiya." You must remain Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali. So I'm Hanafi 100%, but it don't mean that we must be like sheep. We must just follow like that. Especially when there is ikhtilaf with Imam Abu Hanifa and Sahibain. So if you pass, like I used to go for Hajj with groups, I tell them that we're making Zuhur and Asr Jama' Taqdeem, and thereafter we will read Asr, and then everybody get into dua. So now the Mawlana's come, Imam Abu Hanifa said, no, Jais. I said, yes, I know. So then how come you? I said, but Sahibain, they said, it's Jais. So what are you going to say then? You see? So then next year they also start doing like that. You see? So you must remember. Next year they also start doing. So yeah, now it's right like that, you see. So you see our scholarship everywhere, India, Pakistan, South Africa, Arab countries, has really declined. Therefore, Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi wrote that book, Mada Khasir al Alam bin Hitatil Muslimin. How the world has suffered with the decline of Muslims in all fields, basically. Understood? So that is where we are today.
Mufti Sahib, can one use toothpaste and brush teeth while fasting?
You see what I try and do. You will see every question that comes. Like, I didn't know you were going to ask this question. So every question that comes, you must quickly look for a Quranic verse, or you must look for a Sunnah, a Hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, or look for a fatwa of Sahaba and so forth. Like that, then you have some dalil. Now go to Bukhari Sharif and you will find Nabi alayhi salam saying, لَخَلُوفُ فَمِي صَائِمِ أَتْيَبُ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيْحِ الْمِسْكِ. You know, when I was in second year, I learned 200 ahadith in second year. You understood? Today we finished Dora, we don't know 100 hadiths properly. I mean, let us be honest about this. You see, therefore I don't agree with this whole system of ours. Me, I don't agree. You see, in the Arab countries, they make sure they must by heart the whole Bulughul Maram. If you speak to our Maulvis, they never even heard the Hadith Kitab's name, Bulughul Maram. Let us be honest about this. Say, I'm a Maulvi, I'm a Alim. I'm a Sanad. I asked him, who's the author of Bulughul Maram? Say, what? So I say, why? You don't even know the rudiments of Hadith. It's one of the greatest Hadith books written by one of the greatest scholars in Hadith. Ibn Hajar wrote it for the Shafi'i school. Their mustadallat is all there. The dalail they use. And therefore, for us to learn that is very good. You must remember that. So you come to know the dalil lahu wa dalil alayh. You come to know that this hadith is whose dalil and so forth and so on. So now you ask about toothpaste. Al-ma'ajoon li sa'im. That will be in Arabic. So to use toothpaste for the sa'im. So ma hukmu al-ma'ajoon li sa'im. So that. So we will say la yajuz. So why la yajuz? لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لخلوف فمي صائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. You're removing that odor which me and you call odor, but Islam calls it such a wonderful fragrance that is better than the fragrance of musk. You see? So the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, so there's no argument about it. So that is what we must learn and so forth. Now the women, they put so much makeup, so much perfume, so much dirt. So whether they in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, Makkah, Medina, so then the hadith will be applicable for them. إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ. When a lady leaves a house, وَهِيَ مُتَعَتِّرًا, and then she applies all this itter and perfume and what and what and what. وَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, and then she passes the man. فَيَّزَانِيَا. She is an adulteress, just like an adulteress. Authentic hadith, sahih hadith in Tirmidhi. See? So that is why we must be very clear on these type of issues. Yeah. Ji. Okay, I think time is up. Oh, one more question.
One more question. An alim advised us if we miss the Farad Salah with Jama'at completely, we must therefore read our three witr on our own. Please advise.
So you must remember some Hanafis, they say that. You see, that's exactly the point I'm making. You must remember that. Now, yesterday, it never happened to me. I'm just giving example. So now, I must Isha Salat. Allah forbid. I read here with the imam. I even must one rakat so far with Allah's help. So that, and witr, I'm the imam. So you must remember that is me in front and the wife at the back. Let it, one man, one vote. So now let's say if you must Isha Salat with Jamaat. So now witr, you must read there. So now if I read witr with Jamaat, what you going to say? You made your point. So I'm asking you, where's the dalil for that masla? You can't say that Imam Abu Hanifa said so or this. You have to substantiate Manid Da'ashi and Falei Dalil. You understand? So then I'm asking you the question. Okay, hypothetically, I must the Isha Salat with Jamaat. And now witr, you say that I can't read with the Jamaat. That's what you said. So my question to you will be, where's your Dalil for that? Second one, I read Isha alone, according to the question. And I read witr in Jamaat. What will you say? Is that witr valid or not valid? You get it?
Okay.
So most to most, maybe you will say it's makruh. But you can't say the salat is not valid. So you see, it's so important to make the tawdih ul masjid. You know, it's not a good term to use because people will get the wrong masla. So I use the word, it's good to make tawdih ul masail, to clarify the masla properly. Now, Tawdih al-Masail is Khomeini, the Harami's book, where he wrote there. I showed it to you also. So there, where he wrote there, the Harami, Pakka, Harami, straight to Jahannam, there you can make Muta for 1 hour. Understood? And that book's name is Tawdih al-Masail. When I went to Iran 2013, I saw it there also. I just chuckled and smiled. But I said, I got this book, so I don't want to buy it, you see. So other books I bought like this, because I know it will come in handy, you see. Now that's a perfect example of what I'm saying. That we just, now you're not dealing with awam. If what is the unique feature of the Hanafi school? Hanafi school was not just Imam Abu Hanifa and Imam Abu Yusuf and Imam Muhammad and them. They were 20, 30, 40 giants and scholars sitting there and discussing the issue. You had Imam Zufar, you had Imam Hassan bin Ziyad, you had this one, you had this one, and all this kind of thing. Therefore, the Hanafi, Allama Zaid Kawthari wrote a book on this, that Fiqhu Ahlil Iraq. You understood? So the Hanafi school's unique feature is that it was not the fiqh of one person, it was the fiqh of a whole jama'ah. You must remember that. There you had the mufassirin, there you had the muhaddisin, there you had the fuqaha, there you had the people who knew the tariq and history, you knew they had people who knew, they were specialists in their field. And then they would debate the masla and so forth. And so on. Therefore, you get Hanafi fiqh is the only fiqh. Then comes Maliki. You will get so many juziyat. Understood? Because of this, yeah. So when you say, either Maulana sent that question or whoever. So you must ask him, Maulvi sahab, ala ra'asi ul ain, you sent it. We say, jazakallahu khairan. So I want to ask you that you said he can't read Witr by the Imam. So fine. Where is the dalil for it? Second one is this. If he read, then what happens? What will be your mashura or fatwa or what? Will you say it? I will say his salat is done. Most to most will just say makruh. You understand? But the way you put it, you said his salat won't be done, it seems. If you look at it, was written there. You read the... I didn't see.
Must we therefore read our witr on our own?
You see? So there. So I'll say it to the jamaat. I gave you Abdullah ibn Mas'ud's one just now. Al-amru ashad bi dhalik. Isn't it so? So that is what we must learn. You see, it's a sign of our weak scholarship now. You see, we must be honest, you know, on these type of things. 80%, 90% Arab world, India, Pakistan, South Africa, today Darul Uloom, Jamiat is not quality, it's quantity. You understand? From our Da'alum, 20 graduates. Our Da'alum, 50 graduates. Our Da'alum, 60 graduates. Our Da'alum, 100 graduates. So is the emphasis on quality or on quantity? And you know what the answer is yourself. So that is where the problem lies, you must remember. But anyway, we still make dua for our Da'alums that they are still needed. And we must promote it. And if people ask me, must I send my son there? We'll say 100% you must send your son there. Let him become a Hafiz, let him become Qari. But we must start admitting some of the weaknesses in our Darul Ulooms where we can improve and enhance on it. That's what we are saying. You understood, Hazrat Mawlana Zahid Khan Damat Barakatuh? We're not honest, you see. Say that, no, these at Gol Mol Karke will prove our point. Change Tan Karke will make it this way. So that is the problem. Okay. But interesting lesson it was, I see today. I think a lot of Maulvis were also listening. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jamaah.